は母体編成が基本にもかかわらず、最近はもう6体の FB が目撃されることが多発し。
Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and the moment you have all been waiting for, more Dead and Igus. You guys have been requesting it. We did have that little break, but can't have the break now, so we're back to degeneracy. Let's go and get started. Despite CC formations historically consisting of 5 specimens, we've had multiple sightings of formations containing 6 FBs as of late. Quite uncharacteristically, Minori can't focus on Cersei's briefing. The surrounding special warfare troopers sneak glances in her direction. They all know that Minori will be given the special enhancement gear today. Their glances are cold. She was the only one to protest when Yuusha first received her special enhancement gear, so they're all dying to see how she'll handle it. Are you okay, Minori? Think of it like wearing a swimsuit. It's a little embarrassing at first, but you get used to it. Thanks. I'm fine. Minori knows how... yeah, that's right. Minori knows how stiff and awkward her smile must be. Nana, by contrast, stands with confidence and pride. Her adorned nipples cause her generous breast to look even more obscene, while her soft genitals aren't hidden at all. Yet despite her appearance, she doesn't betray the slightest impression that anything is out of the ordinary. The other troopers carry themselves in a similar fashion. Their skin is almost entirely bare, displaying a range of complexions between them all, but they appear entirely composed despite having those devices inserted into their vaginas and rectums. Will she be capable of staying calm with that thing inside her? Imagining her unsightly form in the same state as theirs makes Minori want to curl up and disappear. She stands stiffly, her fists clenched until her nails dig into her palms. No, she is a soldier. She's not some kind of plaything to be admired. She'll fight no matter how she looks. If Lizette overcame this trial, then so can she. Of course, Minori can't very well compare Lizette's beauty to someone as ugly as herself. I still can't get over how much he changed. This concludes my briefing, but today, Commander Kinnison wishes to have a word with you. Those words yanked Minori out of her reverie. That ugly, crafty man that talked her into having oral sex with him. Still, she must hear out what he has to say, or else she might meet her doom here in the cathedral. Attention on deck! Each and every trooper, regardless of whether or not they're alumni of the Officers' Academy, gives a perfect salute. The commander immediately begins without any preface. It has been a month since Second Lieutenant Yuusha Petrovna graciously demonstrated how to equip the gear in front of us all. Most of you have gotten used to it, and your combat results have improved accordingly. This is a wonderful development. Minori listens with mixed feelings. The commander's voice is solemn and deep as ever. He seems to have the power to get anyone to agree to anything he says, no matter how outrageous or arduous his orders might be. When guided by that voice, Minori asked to be raped. She even ended up thanking him for not going through with it, and instead using her mouth to pleasure his disgusting cock. But while you have matured, there have been some bad habits spreading among you. The technical and medical divisions have been reporting cases of troopers who have been putting on their gear incorrectly. All of those cases were handled with a warning at the time, but today, with every single one of you now having been issued the special enhancement gear, I'd like to take this chance to demonstrate how to properly equip it once again. First Lieutenant Minori Iizuka. Yes. Cersei seems to falter for some reason. She directs an inquisitive gaze towards Commander Kinnison, but he doesn't reply in any way. However, she still seems to hesitate somewhat. Minori thinks she can see her sigh for a moment before she changes her attitude and speaks up again. After you receive your special enhancement gear, we ask that you demonstrate how to equip it, so as to once again show everyone how to properly do so. Minori finally realizes why she's being treated with such concern and why Cersei is hesitating now. Commander Kinnison said that all of them have been issued the special enhancement gear. That means that as the last person to receive the special enhancement gear, Minori is the one performing the demonstration. For the sake of the demonstration, take off your combat suit and step forward naked, please. Minori swallows nervously. In fact, it's not just her. Quite a few of the other troopers react in the same way. Except for 5 people, Yuusha and 4 of the girls that sneered at her, none of them were forced to equip it in front of everyone else. Everyone else was allowed to change in the locker room. The other girls find the commander's orders to be overly punishing. Since Minori bravely protested on Ayusha's behalf back then, objecting to what was happening, some of them seem to expect her to protest once again. The rest of the troopers, however, seem to think that being naked is much different from having the special enhancement gear on. They don't react in any particular way. There are, of course, a few who mock her, thinking she's an underperformer who barely managed to be granted the special enhancement gear at the last minute. They don't show it, but they're sneering at Minori in their hearts. A few of them secretly look forward to watching Minori rise pathetically after she dared to stand up for Ayusha. Minori herself, thinks that this is the first of the commander's trials in his attempt to test her resolve. But he also said this, but wherever you feel you can no longer bear it, excuse me. You know, it's white text on a white background. It's not exactly easy to read so much. But whenever you feel you can no longer bear it, tell me. If she were to complain, he might permit her to equip the gear in the nearby locker room. But that would be admitting she can't even take this, and doing that would make him give up on her entirely. She is a soldier, a warrior meant to save others, like Lisette saved her. If Lisette conquered this trial long ago, then Minori can't give up here. Minori barely manages to force herself to speak. Yes. But she can't shake off her nervousness so easily. Her hand moves to her combat suit's collar to remove it, but her fingers are shaking. The collar detaches from behind. Minori tries to swiftly undress just like Ayusha did, but her fumbling has her struggling to remove her combat suit. Trying to take it off so forcefully makes her break out into a nervous sweat. Cold air washes against her breasts and nipples and then over her crotch and buttocks. She can feel scrutinizing gazes on her chest and privates. In her mind, everyone's mocking her and getting off on how ugly her naked form is. Her breasts are small and drooping while her nipples are plainly colored. Her torso is bony and her waist lacks any curves to speak of. Her spindly legs jut out in straight lines from her buttocks. The other girls are all mocking her. She feels absolutely pathetic. Cersei, Commander Kinnison, and the other male officers attending this briefing are likely mocking her the same way. She tells herself that looks are of no importance to a soldier, but it doesn't help. She feels so wretched that she has to swallow down her sobbing. Bear with it, she tells herself. You have to. It only takes about 20 seconds for her to remove her outfit, but to Minori, the process feels like it takes an entire day. It's not her first time standing naked in front of everyone else. Callahan and his cronies humiliated her in a similar fashion when she and the other troopers returned from their first sortie in space. Back then, however, they were preoccupied with other thoughts after having returned from the brink of death. Not only that, but they were all naked together, still sporting the marks of the CC's assault. She wasn't alone. This time, though, she's the only one naked here. Even if it's under orders, only she is stripping out of her uniform. Thankfully, perhaps unfortunately, Minori isn't the sort to become sexually excited by being seen in the nude. She's only embarrassed, curling up in shame. Minori, just bear with it and it'll be over before you know it, okay? Nana's words aren't particularly comforting on their own, but her concern and attempted smile are appreciated. Thanks. Minori manages a stiff, awkward smile as she tries to rally her determination. She has to persevere. If she can just withstand this, she'll get her special enhancement gear. Ayusha whispers to Minori so that only she could hear her. Minori, you don't need to be ashamed of your body. Hearing a girl is obviously beautiful. As Ayusha say that is just as encouraging as what Nana told her. Thank you, and... even if you think what's gonna happen to me now is terrible, please don't say anything, okay? Ayusha looked stunned for a moment. Maybe she really was intending to protest. I don't need you to tell me that. I'm not going out on a limb for you. Her voice is sheepish, as if she's trying to mask her embarrassment. If nothing else, her two roommates are worried about her. It's enough to give Minori the strength to keep going with this. She will endure any cruel treatment like the brave soldier she is and become stronger through the special enhancement gear. Yeah. Minori raises her head resolutely and keeps her eyes fixed forward, just as if she were as immaculately in uniform as always. Of course, an onlooker wouldn't see Minori as a dignified soldier, but rather a convict on death row, tragically trying to hold on to her dignity in her final moments. A clown trying to cling to their pride is still nothing more than a hilariously sad clown. Despite being more revealing than a swimsuit, the special enhancement gear is still better than being nude. Everyone else is present. Excuse me. Everyone else present is wearing their gear, but Minori alone is completely naked. The difference between them makes it that much harder to step up in front of her colleagues. When compared to the male officers who are clad in their snappy uniforms, no attempt at retaining her dignity will make her look anything more than an animal. The same as every other time a male officer approaches. He looks quite young, with freckles speckled across his nose. He's not a senior officer here. He looks to be no more than 5 years older than Minori. He steps forward and places a large metal trunk as high as his knees next to Commander Kinnison before leaving. However, for one brief moment, he directs a hungry gaze at Minori, scanning her from head to toe and giving her a lustful smirk. He clearly regards her as an object of sexual desire, the same way Callahan looks at Minori. Exactly the same as every other time he has given a trooper the special enhancement gear, Commander Kinnison opens the trunk and speaks with a thick, dignified voice. First Lieutenant Minori Iizuka, I hereby grant you the Type 8 special enhancement gear. Please confirm that everything is in order. Yes. Minori tries to maintain her composure while speaking, but inside she's so agitated that it feels like her heart is trembling. When Iizuka was first made to equip the gear, her actions were displayed on the large monitor. The same thing happened when the other four troopers were made to equip it as well. So the same thing happening to her shouldn't have come as a shock, and yet, it does nonetheless. While watching the others put them on, Minori thought that the devices didn't look all that heavy. But now she has them in her own hands, their weight and shape. Seem all too vivid. A little bit of water here, folks. The openings of the breast devices seem to gape open, ready to taste their breasts. The front section of the lower device looks like it's sporting an artificial penis. It's nowhere near as big as Commander Kinnison's monstrous cock, but it looks just as prepared to rape her. And if that isn't enough, the part that's supposed to be inserted into her urethra has a slender tube sticking out of it. It's clearly a urinary catheter. The rear section of the device has what looks like a chain of beads roughly half the size of the rod in front of it. Minori doesn't know it herself, but it looks just like a toy meant for anal sex. Every part of this device makes its intent clear, to sexually torture and rape women. Have you confirmed the case's contents? His deep, grave voice brings Minori back to the present moment. She desperately tries to maintain her composure while answering him. I have, sir. Second Lieutenant Banker, please take the special enhancement gear from the First Lieutenant. Second Lieutenant Banker is a young male officer who just brought in the case. Minori doesn't know why he needed to take it back. This is the first time something like this has happened. But despite not understanding the situation at all, she doesn't speak out. The young man takes the device from her with a stoic expression, as if he's simply here to do his job. But once he has them, his eyes once again scan over Minori's naked body. Now then, First Lieutenant Minori Iizuka, I order you to demonstrate how to equip the gear. Stand on the podium, place your hands behind your head, then spread your legs and squat so as to make it easier to insert the device. Minori swallows nervously as her thoughts go blank. Assuming that position as she was ordered to means that she'll be standing bow-legged with her crotch exposed for everyone to see. She'll be forced to show the parts she hates the most about her body. Those that prove she is a woman. Her unsightly breasts, her throbbing genitals, and her anus will all be on full display without her being able to hide any of them. Second Lieutenant Banker looks at her with lustful eyes, his erection visible at his crotch. Callahan and the other male officers snicker obscenely together. They all know. Even if this is an order, to do this in front of everyone. First Lieutenant, I told you to stand on the podium, place your hands behind your head, spread your legs and squat so as to make it easier to insert the device. Can you do that? Commander Kinnison is the same as ever. Nope, actually he isn't. He seems to look at her with kindness in his eyes. Oh, he's saying she can refuse this. All she has to do is say she can't do it and she'll be spared from this. His words once again surface in her thoughts. Very well, I will continue testing your resolve then. Show me how you handle this, but whenever you feel like you can no longer bear it, tell me. He's testing her. Right now she's being tested by the commander. If she isn't able to overcome this, her future will be set in stone. Minori bites her lip hard, suppressing the lump of emotion smoldering inside her. She resolutely climbs up to the podium and assumes the position is ordered. Her body, tempered by time in the officer's academy, doesn't waver even while holding such an unnatural pose. She has to thrust out her chest to remain balanced. The slit between her legs is slightly agape as her legs widen, giving everyone a glimpse of the folds within. The moment Minori gets on the podium and poses as ordered, a heavy silence descends over the other special warfare troopers. Perhaps aware of the fact that he just asserted his dominance by defanging and taming this once rebellious soldier, Commander Kinnison carries on with his thick, austere voice. Everyone, please observe First Lieutenant Minori, Nezuka's demonstration. Several screens flicker on behind Minori, displaying zoomed-in footage from her entire body, including her face, breasts, crotch, and anus. Second Lieutenant Banker, please step onto the podium. Yes, sir! With his eyes glued to Minori's naked body, the young officer stumbles onto the podium while carrying the trunk containing the special enhancement gear. He stands next to Minori, sneaking an occasional lustful glance in her direction while quite visibly pitching a tent in his pants. Major Bernhard, if you would care to explain? After directing another pained glance in Minori's direction, Cersei pushes up her glasses, looks away from her, then speaks in the most indifferent tone she can muster. We've received 5 reports of troopers trying to hide their nipples with pasties while putting on the upper devices. Second Lieutenant Banker hurriedly takes out what looks like a small tube of lipstick from his breast pocket. He uses its tip to poke one of Minori's numb nipples. Having such a sensitive spot poked by that unusual cold sensation causes Minori's nipple to immediately harden. She lets out a faint moan. The transparent jelly smeared onto her quickly hardens, coating her nipples with a cellophane-like membrane. It covers her nipple in a rigid, transparent material similar to plastic. The young, freckled officer then takes the back upper devices and clamps both of their holes over Minori's nipples. At first, she feels an odd feeling of suction like something just latched onto her breasts, but then it is followed by a cold, sharp sensation that stabs into the bases of her nipples. The sensation shoots through her nerves more accurately than she imagined. The stimulus nearly makes her collapse, but she manages to stay upright. The sight of her clenching her waist, causing her rectum to pucker, is visible on the monitor. Cersei continues in a businesslike tone of voice. The special enhancement gear's upper devices fix themselves in place by attaching to the skin, but if there's something between them and the skin, an intense shock suddenly runs through her nipples. The ring-like parts surrounding her nipples start rotating as the wart-like protrusions on them vibrate. The zoomed-in screen shows her nipples coated by that transparent matter, now standing erect and peeking embarrassingly from the device's holes. She tries to bear it, but she can't keep in her moans. Her body breaks into a sweat that makes her skin gleam alluringly. She braces her entire body in an attempt to stay on her feet as surprise overcomes her. Do the other troopers really fight while wearing these terrible things? But then the vibrations cease. The metal biting into her nipples is gone, leaving behind a tingling heat within her breasts. It can result in an insufficient suction, which causes the devices to fall off. If this were to happen in the middle of combat, it could lead to disastrous results. Commander Kinnison gives Second Lieutenant Banker a look, prompting the young officer to swallow loudly before suddenly grabbing onto Minori's erect nipples. He tears the cellophane-like gel off her nipples, causing a mixture of pain and pleasure to rock her body. The rough tugging at their tips causes her modest breasts to jiggle. Sweat flicks off of her flushed skin, filling the air with feminine scent. Perhaps because of that smell, the officer starts breathing roughly. As he reattaches the upper devices to her nipples, she rubs the rest of her breasts as well. That's not necessary for putting them on. The ring surrounding her nipples resumes stimulating her. Much to Minori's horror, she feels heat begin to throb inside her belly again. No, 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 not there! Everyone's gonna see! And this should... be enough! Minori bravely tries to bear it. But there's no hiding the blush creeping into her cheeks, to say nothing of her stiffening nipples or twitching thighs. A similar phenomenon often happens with the lower device, too. We've gotten the most complaints about the lower device failing to attach properly, with 15 cases reported so far. As if driven by his raging erection, the officer lunges at Minori's snatch without anyone even ordering him to do so. The screen shows a close-up of him roughly prying her vulva open, exposing the fleshy petals of her vagina that surround her urethra. He thrusts the lower device into her entrance, pushing its dildo into her without any foreplay. The catheter pokes into her urethra as well. Minori wasn't prepared at all for this violent manhandling. She lets out a pained scream as she leaks urine into the catheter. She stands bow-legged as that dildo is thrust into her crotch. The sight of her struggling to remain on her feet, even as her breasts sway, can't be described as anything but pitiful. But it doesn't end there. The man's fingers roughly fumble over her clitoris as he attaches the stimulation ring to it. The stimulation ring bites into the swollen core of her lust, sending a shock jolting through her body. It feels like her consciousness is about to boil over, but even still, Minori desperately clings to a single thought to steady herself. If Ayusha can take this, so can I. The screens around her show how her nipples stiffen within the upper device's holes and how her anus contracts with each labored breath she takes. We've received multiple reports of troopers who are afraid of inserting the device into their anus. They instead hold the rear section between their buttocks, only pretending that they've put it on. The device inserted within Minori's vagina begins to vibrate. At the same time, the stimulation ring biting into her clitoris activates. As her body arches on the podium, she struggles to avoid crumbling onto the floor. Her legs wobble in a strange dance as she thrusts her torso forward in an attempt to stay on her feet. But despite her efforts, her folds reflexively strained in an attempt to push out the foreign object raging within her pussy. The lower device gradually starts to slip out. The screen shows her vaginal lips gaping around the dildo's girth. Her pussy looks as though it's salivating with obscene love juices. But even still, the stimulation ring latched onto her clit won't stop vibrating. Her sweat-drenched body continues a strange, convulsing dance as the lower device dangles from her body, holding onto her clitoris alone. It can cause the vagina's movements to remove the device. And as said before, if that were to happen in the middle of combat, it could lead to disastrous results. The freckled young officer continues panting like a rabid animal as he squats down in front of Minori's crotch and detaches the device from her clitoris. The tightness of the simulation ring around her clitoris causes Minori to let out a scream of pain when he yanks it off. Once he moves out of the way, the screen behind her shows how flushed and swollen her clitoris and prepuce have become from the stimulation. By now, every bit of her vagina except for its deepest reaches have been shown for all to see. And everyone already knows that that part of her is already occupied by an alien creature anyway. In order to prevent that, you must take care to insert the device all the way inside. Each device's length has been customized to match the size and length of your individual rectum, so there's no need to be concerned about their size. The freckled officer seems to resemble a savage beast more and more as he huffs the scent of her sweat and love juices. Once again, he presses the device against Minori's crotch. The screen shows the dildo thrusting into her twitching vagina as the tip of the rear device touches her rectum. At this point, this isn't the first time the spot has been touched. Callahan's fingers have groped it, Yusha has gently caressed it, and even Minori herself has pleasured herself there before. But now something entirely inhuman is forcing its way inside. Minori very nearly tells him to stop. Some part of her wants to toss away her pride and run away from this entire place. This bizarre sensation of a foreign object pushing inside of her makes her want to die of humiliation. But that would spell her end as a special warfare trooper. Her only choice is to endure this. The small butthole hidden between her toned buttocks looks too modest to serve as an excretory orifice, but the rear section's tip forces its way inside it nonetheless. I have to take this. Not yet. I can still take this. You have to admire her resolve, folks. No matter how hard she tries to control herself, her hips naturally buck in response to the sensation of something foreign forcing its way up her rectum. The sheer pain of it completely blinds her to anything else. It hurt, of course. Minori has no experience with anal sex, to say nothing of having something so inorganic inside her. But this device has been customized to fit Minori's anus down in the very way her sphincter tightens. The officer fumbles with the device as it seems to resist being inserted properly. He suddenly grips Minori's sweat-drenched hips and shoves the tip inside. The moment the largest, thickest bead penetrates her anus, she lets out an agonized scream. Some of the special warfare troopers avert their gaze or hang their heads as if they're watching a convict being executed with increasing cruelty and brutality. Keep your eyes fixed on her and watch carefully. Putting the vice on improperly, as she just demonstrated, could end up costing you your lives on the field of battle. That solemn rebuke reminds the cadets of the fate the four girls who mocked Yusha suffered. They all look up once again, aiming their gazes towards Minori. The screens display the ruthless abuse she is being subjected to. They show in painstaking detail how her vagina twitches after having swallowed up half of the dildo and how her rectum struggles to push out the beads penetrating it. Her rectum wholeheartedly rejects the foreign object, causing her untold amounts of agony. While it ended up accepting the first bead, it won't take in the rest. The officer has to force each bead in one by one after that. The spherical beads push through her contracted muscles, but once they pass through her tightest part, they continue slipping deeper inside with surprising ease. My butt, gonna tear. I have to take this. With each new bulge, a painful shock jolts through her anus. Her sweat-slicked body shivers, but she can do nothing but try to swallow her shouts while bearing this treatment. Commander, may I have permission to state my opinion?
Permission granted, Major.
This is a demonstration, not an attempt to torture First Lieutenant Minori Iizuka. If he were to simulate her from the front, it should make it easier to insert the rear device as well.
A fair suggestion. Second Lieutenant, do as she said.
The officer smiles gladly as he begins shaking the front section of the device. At the same time, he continues inserting the rear section. The device is clearly being inserted more quickly now.
This doesn't feel good.
This only puts Minori into a new predicament. With both of her erogenous zones being stimulated like this, her moans are now clearly full of pleasure. The screen shows how her folds turn gradually redder and moister as the dildo thrusts in and out of them. The soft, moist sounds of liquid being stirred reach her ears. Her love juices spill over the officer's hands, who drinks in the spectacle with bloodshot eyes. Her softened rectum squeezes greedily as it swallows up each of the beads. Deep inside Minori's body, the two invasions of her vagina and her rectum begin to rendezvous throughout her vaginal intestinal walls. I meant vaginal and intestinal walls.
I won't lose! Her body writhes, causing her small breasts to jiggle, and small droplets of sweat to fly through the air. Wet noises sound out from her lower half as love juices leak across the podium. The young officer has by now become little more than a beast in rut? With his crotch clearly erect, he has an obscene, stupefied smile on his lips. The special warfare troopers look on in terror, perhaps excitement at the sight of another woman being tormented. But despite the room's atmosphere, Commander Kinnison stands composed as he observes the proceedings without any hint of sexual interest. Minori thought the torture would last forever, but finally the last bead pushes in. The device is now attached to her from both the front and the rear. She withstood this. She has overcome this trial. But still, this is inexcusable. This can't possibly be a training method approved by the UFF, or the UEF, rather. She has a duty to survive and report this, not just for her own sake, but for that of future special warfare troopers. The dildo begins rampaging inside Minori's stimulated pussy. It feels like the CC tissue nestling within her womb is extending towards the entrance to her uterus. Something like a wave of heat burns through her body. Her limbs rock in spasm while her knees shake and buckle. The footage zooms in on the lower device in her crotch, displaying how her love juices are spilling from her privates. This isn't the end just yet. The front device has begun gradually jolting forward. Her spasms are so intense that it's falling out. Frothing nectar spills from around the dildo as it rapes her vagina. But just as it looks like the device might fall out, right when she's on the verge of orgasm, it suddenly stops. The fact that Minori is still on her feet, even when accounting for her firm strength of will, is nothing short of a miracle. We've also issued 5 warnings to troopers who have refused to use the stimulation rings out of fear of attaching a foreign object to their clitoris. This too can result in the vagina's movements causing the device to detach. And once again, if that were to happen in the middle of combat, it could lead to disastrous results. Second Lieutenant, put the devices on her in the proper manner. Having lost himself in excitement, the young officer jumps in place in response to the commander's grave words, quickly attaching the lower device to Minori's crotch. The stimulation ring squeezes down on her clitoris while the dildo and anal beads simultaneously expand within her. In this way, the device has probably fixed itself in place, completely filling both her vagina and anus. The device is properly equipped when both parts of the device are inserted all the way in and the stimulation ring attaches to the clitoris. When the internal sensors recognize this, the device expands to properly fit your vagina and anus, becoming impossible to remove. Is it over? Is it really over now? Minori can't believe she's remained on her feet the whole time. She didn't lose. She withstood this. A warm emotion fills her heart. She won't lose, no matter what's done to her. She'll become a special warfare trooper worthy of standing at Lizette's side. Minori repeats that to herself time and again. This is her oath. She'll accept any absurdity that comes her way. She'll return alive and report this outage to the higher-ups. This isn't just for herself. It's for all the special warfare troopers that will come after her. But Minori has yet to realize the sheer magnitude of what she has just lost. The other female soldiers look at her now with their eyes thick with despair, disappointment, pity, and scorn. When Minori spoke up against a useless demonstration back then, she may have been the only one among them who was brave enough to raise her voice, but she did, in fact, reflect the feelings of most of the other rookies. And now she has willingly, without complaining even once, exposed herself to such a humiliating act that tramples her dignity. They can't see it as anything but her submitting to Commander Kinnison's authority. She may see herself as a brave soldier who has overcome an arduous trial, but to them, Her pride only comes across as a laughably pathetic facade. The others now see her as nothing but an obedient dog who yells to any order she's given. Yields to any order she's given, rather. Okay. And with that, I think we're done with this one for now. Don't worry. We'll be going back to it. There's next week. And I'm still trying to get this all fixed how I want to do things. I think you're going to start seeing... Tuesday you're going to start seeing content. I know Tuesday usually doesn't have much, but I'm going to start using Tuesday as content day. And Wednesday I'll have visual novels. And then Thursday and Friday, of course, would be the comic books. And Saturday's the show stuff. So that's how we're going to do it. So, yeah. You guys already kind of figured out how I'm going to be doing it then, so... But we'll have these, well, you'll see them tomorrow, which is today, because, I mean, if you're watching it now, it's, you know, today. But it's actually today because it's 3 a.m. today, so you'll see this later today. How about that? Actually, no, it's 2 a.m. It's not 3 a.m. It's still pretty late for me, though. Alright, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I guess I'll be out for Grimm's Hentai Corner with Dead and Igus, and we'll see you next time with more.